as promised, Steve Callis from Callis Remarks on the Comcast Business Hotline right now. How are you, brother? What's going on?
Everything's good, Joe. Good to be with you.
And you as well. All right, we've been talking about Brian Colangelo all day, all night. It's Brian Colangelo Radio. How do you think the Sixers should proceed from here, my friend?
Quickly.
Right?
But let me say this. I've read a bunch of articles like we all have, but there's one article that talked about, you know, Colangelo wears those high-collared Italian shirts, which, frankly, I didn't even know what they were. I thought they were weird.
Yes.
And apparently on one of these Twitter accounts, not the ones he owned up to, they defended his wearing these kinds of shirts.
Yes.
Now, that would be something his wife, who's from northern Italy, would certainly have knowledge about and arguably would post such a tweet.
Yep.
I just don't have any understanding of whether she has the basketball IQ to put up the tweets that came up on these things. So when you get into questioning everybody, or more importantly, when 76ers or the law firm that's doing the investigation does, that would be an issue if she owns up to them being hers, and they seem to be hers. I mean, there certainly is a lot of evidence of that.
Sure.
The next question becomes, does she know what to talk about, Joel Embiid or draft picks or plays? And you got to wonder, because I would guess the answer to that is no. So I think you're right. Whichever way this comes out, it's bad for him. If she says it's totally mine and I did all of this, that's hard to believe. And it's secondarily hard to believe that he didn't know about it, even if she was the one who actually typed in the tweets, if you will. So I think it comes out bad. I like your idea of getting David Griffin, because to me, you can't lose either way there, because that's going to help in getting LeBron to Philly. And if he doesn't get LeBron to Philly, he's still a very good GM with a very good track record. So I guess Sam Hinkie's not available. Has anybody reached out to Sam? I don't know.
I doubt that's happening. Apparently he is still available, but I doubt Sam's going to come back after this mess.
What a story. Between this story and the Fultz story, it's like the two weirdest stories in the last decade.
Completely bizarre. Completely bizarre. I totally agree with you, Steve. Let me ask you this. How does this situation, in your opinion, possibly affect the LeBron James coming to Philly situation?
I don't think it affects LeBron coming to Philly. It might affect more like the draft research. I know the draft research has been going on for a long time, but now it's really time to kick it in, frankly. So I don't think it would affect him. Frankly, you can make a case when LeBron, if LeBron comes to Philly, he's the GM. I mean, isn't he
right.
the GM
He runs
Cleveland?
The show. Yeah, pretty much.
And the coach?
He's everything.
No, I'm not even trying to be
funny. He rips
funny.
The I tickets, mean, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he might be selling popcorn at halftime. I get it. But I don't really think... I think he's going to look at what's his best chance to win three more titles, and that's his goal. I don't think he's winning this one. Obviously, the other night didn't help any. You know, J.R. Smith, you know the whole story. J.R. Smith did that, something like that, with the Knicks once a few years ago. He didn't know. Do you know about this? He did.
Yes.
He got the ball with like 22 seconds left in the tie game with a fresh 24. So obviously you're going to wait till 2, 3, 4 seconds to shoot it. And of course he shot it with like 15 seconds left. Or maybe even 20 seconds left. He had an open three and took it and missed. They fouled the Rocket guy on the rebound. The guy made 2 foul shots. They lost the game. It was a tie game. It's a tie game. He thought, and he said after the game, I thought we were down 2.
He has a history of boneheadedness.
It's Manny being Manny. I mean, it's JR being JR. I'm sorry. But no, I think I don't think it's that big a deal in terms of if LeBron's coming to Philly. I think he's essentially already made that decision. No matter when, I'm looking forward to the finals. I'll think about it later. He's been watching. He's got a relationship with Simmons. He knows he's what they need, and I think there's no way he goes back to Cleveland. They're a big 1.5 next year if he's still there. There's no way he goes to the Lakers. They're not good enough to me. It's either Houston or Philly, and we've been over that a number of times. I think Philly, 4 years from now, when LeBron's not LeBron, those two guys will be superstars, in my opinion, and that's how he can get in on the back end of a Peyton Manning championship, maybe.
Did you think it was interesting or eye-popping that the Sixers, the odds came out last night, and the Sixers are now the second favorite to win it all next year?
Here's what I thought. I thought I wish we could have bet this back in September and October when
right.
they would have been 4,001 next year because they had no chance to get LeBron. Remember that whole deal?
I do.
But that's what I thought. But I think it is. Look, you drop him in alone tomorrow, they're contenders. You get him with Paul George. They're a very close second to Golden State. And Golden State is starting to, I don't know, I don't want to say crumble. They're not Golden State of last year or the year before. That's for sure.
No, they're not at all.
And now Klay Thompson's might be hurt. All four of those guys got hurt during the regular season. They gave it to you in the second half of this game 6 and 7 in Houston. They gave it to you what they've been, and you go, oh my goodness, there it is, you know, the third quarters and all that. But it's not for complete games or for complete series. But I think Cleveland really lost what little chance they had to win the series by losing game one, and there were a whole lot of other things. It wasn't just JR.
Right.
But you
George
know,
Hill gets off the hook. I mean, he missed the shot.
Exactly, and they had that whole thing where LeBron got hugged by... Did you see the two-minute report? I saw it on ESPN where LeBron got hugged before he threw the pass to George Hill. He was hugged 30 feet from the basket by Curry, put his arms around him.
Yep.
That's a foul, and at that point would have been two shots. And then, I don't know, they brought up the lane violation of Draymond Green, but if someone called a lane violation to decide an NBA Finals game, I mean, that would be the biggest joke in the history of the NBA.
Steven, I appreciate it, man. Steve Callis from Callis Remarks. Got to run, buddy, but thanks for your insight and your input. We'll catch you next time.
Always a pleasure.
You too. Steve Callis from Callis Remarks.